Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Monday, the 2nd of August 2021 is Project Genetrix. Project Genetrix, also known as WS-119 Liters, was a United States Air Force program designed to launch General Mills manufactured surveillance balloons over communist China, Eastern Europe and the Soviet Union to take aerial photographs and collect intelligence. The Genetrix balloons reached altitudes of 50,000 to 100,000 feet, 15 to 30 kilometers, well above any contemporary fighter plane. In 1955, a number of UN/DMQ-1 gondolas were launched from Lowry Air Force Base in Colorado as a test of the system. One was recovered years later in New Brunswick. Between 10 January and 6 February 1956, a total of 516 high-altitude vehicles were launched from the five different launch sites: Gardermoen, Norway, Eventon, Scotland, Oberpfaffenhofen and Giebelstadt, West Germany, and Encirlik, Turkey. 54 were recovered and only 31 provided usable photographs. Numerous balloons were shot down or blown off course, and the flights led to many diplomatic protests from the target countries. MiG fighter pilots learned that at sunrise the balloons had dipped into shooting range because the balloons floated to a lower altitude, as in the colder night air, the lifting gas cooled and became denser, reducing lift, so the balloons descended to lower altitudes where the air was denser. Authorized by President Dwight D. Eisenhower on December 27, 1955, Project 119 Liters was the first espionage use of the balloons that had been tested in previous projects, such as Moby Dick High. Project 119 Liters was a follow-up to Project Skyhook, Project Mogul, and Project Grandson. The balloons were used to monitor the Soviet Union for such things as nuclear tests, and returned photography of more than 1.1 million square miles, more than 2.8 million square kilometer, of the Sino-Soviet bloc. Top secret high-altitude balloon programs such as Moby Dick, Moby Dick High and 119 Liters may account for many of the UFO sightings starting around the mid-20th century. The U-2 spy plane was later developed to replace the Genetrix balloons. The Soviets recovered many of these balloons, and their temperature-resistant and radiation-hardened film would later be used in the Luna 3 probe to capture the first images of the far side of the moon. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 041 UTC on Monday, the 2nd of August 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Project Genetrix. This podcast is produced by Arbals May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Arbals May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Brian Standard. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.